Welcome to the Breaking Up with Burnout podcast, and I am your host, Tiffany Leader, clinical social worker and burnout coach with over 10 years of experience in the mental health field and life experience with burnout. I'd like to say I'm in burnout recovery. I am married to the love of my life, and we are full-time RVers living the tiny life and traveling the country as often as we can. This is one of the many ways that I prevent burnout. This podcast is for you if you are high-achieving women who have big goals and dreams for your life, but you are feeling exhausted and looking to take a moment. This is your moment. This is for you to discover fulfilling moments, to be encouraged, find support, and hopefully a laugh or two. Okay, take a deep breath, lean in, and open your heart and mind to what you may need. Welcome back to the Breaking Up with Burnout podcast. Okay, can you hear the birds? They are loud. There is this one specific bird that sits on the fence nearby our RV, and he just like trips. It's like, I don't know if he's here to protect or just to hang around. But the birds are always out, which I've done some research on sound vibration and noises when it comes to nature soothing and calming us, and the sound frequencies of birds enacts initiates our parasympathetic system. Getting nerdy on the front here today. But it helps initiate our parasympathetic system, which is our calming system. So yesterday I was outside jumping actually on the trampoline that my mother-in-law has in the yard here. And it was for my nephew, but he's getting older to where he doesn't necessarily want to do that anymore. So I like to go out there. This is my new nervous system regulation activity. I needed to add more movement in my life, and this is something I've been doing. I've been doing 5 minutes a day. I've been able to get my heart rate up into its whatever peak zone. And it's been such a great way for me to transition. If I'm feeling overwhelmed, if I'm feeling stressed out, if I'm all the things, then I can get on there and just jump and like shake it off, literally jump it out of my system, and I feel good afterwards. So this month is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I wanted to bring you so many episodes, or maybe longer episodes, just talking about mental health awareness. I think it's so important. As you guys know, I talk about it all the time on here, but, you know, and I want to talk about it all the time, but I also want to highlight it and honor it when it comes to Awareness Month, because I do. It's a great opportunity. Also, I have some exciting things that are happening that you might have heard about at the end of my last episode, or one of my last episodes with my guest Talia. So that is something else I'm going to be talking more about as I'm rolling through these episodes, and I can't wait to share more with you about that. Okay, today's episode is about, I'm calling it mental health positive. I'm sure there's other words for it, but my brain can't think them. I probably could type it into ChatGPT, but sometimes I just don't want to rely on it so much, to be real. I like it as a tool, but at the same time, I think it's like dumbing us down, because I know for me, now that I use it, I rely on it quite a bit for better words, better phrases than what I could come up with. Which is great, except for I think my critical thinking skills have lowered because of it. So, today's episode is about mental health positive. And what I mean by that is, when we talk about mental health, we think about the problems like depression, anxiety, stress, overwhelm, burnout, you know, borderline personality disorder, ADHD, autism, all these different diagnoses or things and symptoms that are problems. But today I wanted to talk about what is positive mental health. There's so much research and information on that is shared on the problems and how we get diagnosed and how we can treat that. And part of the treatment is gearing your mental health towards a more positive state and healing from the different things that you experience. I was talking to an intern this week, and we were talking about that. We were kind of brainstorming what she wanted to do with groups at her organization. And I was like, what if we started talking about, or what did you, if you started talking about positive mental health? That's where I started saying that. I was like, my brain hurts. I can't think of it. But the things that boost our mental health, the things that keep it in a positive state, the things that we do that help clear our minds, that help us see clearly and get perspective. So those are the things that I want to talk about today. But also, I would love your feedback. If you have things in your life that you do that help you keep a positive mental health state, I don't even know what to call it right now. I'm sure there's other better words than what I can find, but or what I'm thinking of, but if you have something you would like to share, I would love to hear from you. Send me a DM on Instagram, send me a Facebook message, send me an email, tiffany@tiffanyleader.net. I would love to hear from you and what you do in your everyday life. Some of these things we have chatted here in various forms on this podcast, but I just want to give you things that I do in my own life, which I've alluded to already at the beginning of this episode, but also give you some ideas to help you maintain it. Because having a positive mental health helps change everything. And I understand there's ebbs and flows in life. There are chemical imbalances that are happening in the brain. There are life experiences that have changed, really, the chemistry of our brain. So I don't want to negate that. I want to be sensitive to that. As you guys know, I work with people, and I have historically worked with people who've had severe mental health issues. So I know that what I'm sharing here today, maybe some things that I do or I've shared with clients, but also there may be some things I don't share that people do. And I just want to say, it's not that I'm forgetting you or forgetting those things, but they may not come to mind. And I just want to be sensitive to that. And I want you to share it with me. Please share with me some things that you do that may not be in this episode. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about is physical activity or movement. So like I talked about earlier, jumping on the trampoline has been my thing. It has boosted endorphins, it improves my mood, it helps reduce stress. Also, I was reading, after I started jumping on the trampoline, I was like, I'm going to research what else does it do for your body. And another thing that I've been trying to do myself is drain my lymph nodes. And so, trampoline jumping helps drain your lymph nodes, which I didn't even know that. So any kind of movement, like I jump on the trampoline 5 minutes, because after honestly like a minute and a half of hard jumping, like my lungs can't take it. So I'm trying to increase my lung capacity and get my body moving. Whatever physical activity that works for you, walking, jogging, boxing, cycling, there's rowing. I think about, I used to row with the Pensacola Rowing Club down in Pensacola, Florida. And, I loved it so much. Just being out on the water was an extra level of boosting my mental health while getting some exercise in. Another thing I've been reading a lot about, and I have in my life over the years, is nutrition. And really the impact of nutrition. I was reading yesterday about functional nutrition, which is basically really relying on food to bring your body what it needs. I was in a training I did a little bit ago, and
We talked about nutrition and the neuroscience of nutrition, and one of the participants said, and I read this before, is that leafy green vegetables are great for your brain and for your mental health because it helps boost and regulate chemicals that are happening in the brain and boost those happy hormones to help regulate your mood. Also, there's research out there that's calling our gut our second brain, and it's so fascinating because I found out this was several years ago, and I'm still fascinated by this statistic that serotonin, which is the happy hormone that we try to boost using medication or using food and whatnot, but and movement, all the things that we're trying to boost our mood, it's normally that hormone. 90% of serotonin lives in your gut. And so our gut health is super important to take care of for holistically for your body, but specifically for regulating your mood and having a positive mental health is taking care of your gut. Another way I want to talk about is community. Specifically, laughter. You've probably heard me talk about them before, but I have a group of friends. There's three of us, and we are called Laughing All Day. Hashtag. That is our hashtag. Because when we first developed our friendship, we laughed a lot. And we still do when we get together. Like the other day, we got together. I say the other day, but it's been a couple of weeks ago. I no longer live in the same town as they do. So when I was in town, I went to visit and we had our time together and we just laughed over the silliest things. And it's funny how over the years, the topics of what we laugh about is different. But laughter is truly the best medicine and community is the best way to laugh. It's fun to share with people and there's stats that show you cannot be stressed when you're laughing. And if you fake laugh, you'll start to real laugh, and it still boosts your brain, your serotonin levels that I was talking about that's in your gut. It'll still boost those brain chemicals even if you're fake laughing. Isn't that hilarious? Like, fake laugh right now. Like, just boosted my mood. And now I'm real laughing at myself, and I hope that you're laughing at me too. I have been reading this year a little bit more about loneliness and isolation as our country right now is in the epidemic. I had saw statistics with the Surgeon General, and I forget it was what it was, but it's staggering. We are in a loneliness epidemic, and community and connection is so important right now. We can blame it on the pandemic. We can blame it on how things have changed, which things have changed in our world since then. But I think we've become more isolated because of fear and a ton of different things. But people are afraid to connect or talk with each other and make eye contact. I am thankful that I come from a family where we don't meet a stranger. At times, it's still hard for me to connect with people now. Which I do feel like I am good at making friends. I think I always have just because of the way I grew up and the way my family has been. But I still sometimes, depending on the situation, have a harder time to connect with people. But I so often crave that connection with people because there's such value in that. There's in that connectivity, there's support, there's community, like shared experiences, that boost your mood, it makes you overall happier. The last way that I want to talk to you today, this is the last of many ways. I'm only giving you four, but there are many different ways that you can have a positive mental health. But the last way is to seek professional help, seek support. Yes, I am a therapist and I am a coach, so I'm speaking from that biased perspective. But also, I'm speaking to you from the person, Tiffany, who takes her mental health professional hat off and sees the need of having a therapist or a coach in her life. I have had a therapist and a coach in my life on and off for years, probably since 2011, 16-ish, for various different reasons, for various different things. I'm actually working with a coach right now, and we're working a lot on somatic movement to help regulate my nervous system and rooting out limiting beliefs. And let me tell you, this stuff isn't easy. But let me say, it's 1,000% worth it. And it's not easy because we can't do it on our own. I could, even though I've gone to school and I have all the techniques and I know all the things and I'm good at my job, I cannot therapize or therapy myself, or I cannot coach myself because I have blind spots. And we all do. We all have blind spots. And we need somebody that can be non-judgmental and supportive to help us deep dive and root out the things that may be hindering us or self-sabotaging ourselves from success or, not living our favorite life, right? I've seen time and time again, the people that I have seen have been so helpful to walk me through the seasons that I've been in. And if you go to therapy, they are HIPAA compliant, which means anything you say in session, whether it's harm, except for harm to self, harm to others, suspected child abuse or neglect, they can't talk about. That means you can talk about anything and everything in one place. And for me as a therapist, because I am HIPAA, like I have to hold in some of the things that my clients say, for me to have a space where I can just talk about everything. And if you've realized it, not even if you are a therapist, to have a space where you can talk about everything, where you don't have to worry about somebody else's feelings or their opinions about things or how they might react to what you're going to say, you can just completely let it go in those sessions. And that is the one thing that has been so freeing for me, is to be able to go to these sessions and get support and just talk about life and talk about things that are hard or talk about things that I'm stuck in that I could talk to my husband about or I could talk to somebody else about. But sometimes people don't know how to respond. And it's not any fault on them. It's just like human nature. We all have these culturally acceptable responses. And sometimes it's not helpful. I'm just being real. It's not. And so having somebody trained to really hear you, like their job is to hear you, to support you, to encourage you, to help you see things you can't see, golden. I'm telling you, if you haven't tried it, try it. It really, I always say game changer when things are big, but like, seriously, it changes the game how you show up in life, and you just don't know. Like, we adapt. Okay, I'm gonna jump on the soapbox and then really quickly and then jump off. We don't realize the things that we carry, we hold on to, we have perspective of that's hindering us. We don't know that it's hindering us until somebody tells us about it, or somebody pops the bubble and says, "Is that really true for you?" Or if so, like just getting a perspective shift, I can't even tell you how life, even in the last since January of seeing the coach that I'm seeing now, since then, that life is different because I have released a lot of things that I didn't know I was tied to. And sometimes we just adapt to those things, we live with them, we just accept them. We don't even know that they're there necessarily and that they're dictating our life. Again, until we have support to help us move through that and be free from that. Okay, I'll jump off that soapbox. But again, I want to hear from you. What are some ways that you are supporting your mental health in your everyday life? And if you are needing support, something new that I'm doing that's part of my business, I've expanded into a group practice. I have yet to figure out a name for it, but I will. Maybe give me some suggestions. Send me that as well. As you're sending me feedback, send me some suggestions on names because I am stuck on names. But I have a group practice now. I have some amazing licensed clinical social workers. They have the same license as I do that work with me. One of them also does coaching like I do. So we offer therapeutic and coaching services for those of us high achievers who want to achieve success without sacrificing your well-being. Because so often, talking about our stuff can get in the way. We can self-sabotage. There's just so many different things that can happen. And sometimes we need support, or we've gone through difficult life experiences, aka trauma, that has hindered us in achieving the success that we want to achieve. And to have somebody come alongside you in that is just, I see the need. I've seen the women and the people that I've worked with over the years. And I see it. I see the need. And so I decided to expand beyond me because I want to have greater reach and impact. And so now I have a group practice. If you are ready for that type of support, then in the show notes is information about the group practice. Information is how to connect with me personally as well. And yeah, I'm just so glad you're here. I'm so grateful we're having this conversation this month. And I cannot wait to hear from you. Like, seriously, that's one of my favorite things is hearing your feedback. All right. Thank you for listening to the Breaking Up with Burnout podcast, and I will see you next time. Bye.